Are legalizers in denial? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Professor Mark Kleiman of UCLA was one of the strongest voices arguing that if drinking alcohol doesn't get you thrown in jail, neither should pot. But now he's worried about the blowback because while pot is no worse than alcohol, it's not much better either.
A lot of people on the pro-legalization side are still in denial about the cannabis abuse problem.
He told Vox.com that Washington and Colorado are rapidly moving toward a commercial marijuana market. And just like the commercial alcohol market, there's going to be a perverse economic incentive.
More than 80% of what you sell is going to go to people who are smoking too much, which is true of alcohol today. When the booze companies tell you they're in favor of responsible drinking, they must mean they're planning to go out of business. Responsible drinkers don't build breweries.
In the same way, it's not the responsible pot users that sustain the marijuana emporiums and create the massive tax revenue. It's the bingers.
46% of all drinks consumed in the U.S. are consumed as part of drinking binges. Anybody who tells you you can legalize cannabis and not have more drug abuse is fooling himself.
So what to do? Kleiman says the pot business should be under strict federal control, and prices should be high enough to discourage binging, but low enough to discourage smuggling. And yes, it was stupid that we spent all those years locking up pot smokers, but as he told Vox.com, Professor Kleiman seems to think that in the process of correcting that, we're doing something almost as stupid, creating yet another business where the market rewards those who do the most harm. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.